This is your friend John Walden from Colorado Springs. Let me read you a couple of very interesting verses from the third chapter of Malachi, which is the last book in the Old Testament, you may recall. At verse 3, we read, "And he, the Lord, shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness." And at verse 6, he says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." Now, God is a God of grace. I know as well as you do that we deserve nothing except judgment. But grace means the kindness of God bestowed on people who do not deserve it. Never expect to earn salvation, because salvation is a free gift. God is a consuming fire. We're told in the book of Hebrews, God hates sin, but God loves the sinner. And this is why God will never consume the sinner who puts his trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he calls these people the sons of Jacob. Of course, this was true of them literally, but it's true of me and it's true of you spiritually. Jacob means the heel catcher, the supplanter, the crooked one who tried to get the better of his brother. And we may well take that title. We're sinners. God calls himself the God of Jacob more times than of any other person in the Bible, because God is a God of mercy and grace. Now, the Lord Jesus bore our judgment in our place. This is why God does not need to judge us, to punish us for sin. There is therefore now no judgment to them who are in Christ Jesus. I'm so glad that the Lord Jesus took my place. But God hates sin. He hates it just as much in a believer as he does in the life of an unbeliever. And if you're a Christian, although you may be glad that your sins are forgiven, you certainly must realize that there's a great deal of dross in your life. I used to be in the jewelry business. Part of my duties when I first was serving my apprenticeship was to refine the old gold and silver and other precious metals which we bought. And in the refining process, we used only as much heat as was absolutely needed to get the dross, the base metals, out of the precious metals. And our lives are full of the dross of pride and selfishness, the dross of covetousness, anything that's not Christ-like. This is dross. This is base metal. This is of no value to God. Now, in the refining process, we lose something by weight, but we gain a great deal more by value. And when God begins to refine his people, and the fires of pain and of sickness and of loss of one kind and another, you just wonder, will there be anything left when God gets through? And yet he tells us in Peter's first epistle, "The trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, will be unto praise and honor and glory at the return of the Lord." You and I need this refining process, and God calls himself the refiner and purifier. Now, he's not going to consume us. Thank God we never need to fear the judgment, because our Savior has taken that judgment in our place. But if you are a believer, by all means, put yourself into the hands of the Lord. Trust your life to him, and even ask him to refine you, to take the things out of your life that are so displeasing to himself, whatever it may cost. In the way of suffering, difficulties, trials here on this earth, it is well worth it, my brother and sister. God will be able to make us as the pure gold and silver and root out of our lives these things that don't belong there, these things that are so unlike our blessed Lord Jesus. The refiner will never consume. He is only consuming the dross. He is only taking away the things that would hinder us. Our Father, we pray that thou wilt help thy suffering children today to believe that whatever comes into their lives is for their ultimate good and thy glory. We thank thee for the forgiveness of sins through the finished work of Christ. We ask thy blessing now on thy word in his name. Amen.